It is John Gibbons with another transfer special, because it's been quite a day, an exciting day of Liverpool news. Big players leaked out and huge players leaked in. So to try and make sense of it, I've got international broadcaster and journalist Ben Jacobs. We're laughing because it's a beautiful New York skyline behind you. You've been over there covering the Club World Cup.
Yeah, just staying for a few extra days, an envious view behind, and Chelsea obviously were champions, saw a bit of Manchester City as well, but it's all about Liverpool, isn't it, at the moment, making news left, right and centre.
Well, yeah, let's jump straight to the main event, which is Liverpool. And there's been a few stories, you know, as I say, coming out today, and we'll try and touch on all of them if we can, but Isaac's the big one. It would be a club record fee, you know, to get him in, having just broken it for Florian Wirtz. It could be, you know, some outlay for Liverpool. But it looks like if they can make it happen, and if they're able to make it happen, they'll be happy to spend it.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. Liverpool have not given up on Alexander Isak, as I reported last month. At the time, it was greeted with a lot of people saying he's untouchable. But the Isak situation has gone from being not for sale before the window opened, and the Newcastle chair Yasser Al-Rumian had basically intimated at that after they won the League Cup as well, that all the top players have to stay. Then the outgoing CEO Darren Eales said on record that the club would basically be crazy to sell their biggest stars, and now it's going to be more about Isak, and is his head turned, and can Liverpool, or who knows, potentially if another club enters the race, another team, meet this British transfer record? And I think we're moving now from an Isak not for sale to, like with many footballers, an Isak potentially for sale at the right kind of package, whether that is just a British transfer record around the 120, 125 million mark, whether that's 130 or whether that's 150, as Newcastle sources had intimated before the window opened. We'll have to wait and see.